When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Sue here, and Kendra, we've been talking about how today is National Rescue Dog Day.
I know.
And how much you want a dog. I know it's been 5 years since you guys have had a pup in the house, and I think it's time. It's time for a pup.
I really want one.
How many of those did you take?
I took nine. Yeah, I did slightly overcommit to the whole dog thing. It turns out I'm probably more comfortable with six. It's a lot of energy to deal with.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah,
I love that movie. I took nine. Yeah, I might have overcommitted. Six would have been the number. It's just kind of a day to, talk about how much dogs bring to our lives. It's, you know, companionship, friendship, loyalty. Yeah. It's just so much fun. And just advocating for their wellness and try to encourage people to get rescue dogs. But
That's the thing. If I'm getting a dog, and I know, Steven, you're listening, if, whenever we do, that's where I want to go. I want to adopt a dog or rescue a dog. But I want to try to find, because I know I've been on the hunt for a therapy dog for so long, and they're so hard to find because everybody wants a therapy dog because it's not a service dog. Service dogs require a lot more.
A lot more training.
Yes, yeah. And if you have a disability, and it's very, and I have two boys with autism, so we would qualify, but they don't need a service dog in that way. It would be more of just
the emotional support dog.
Just a dog that is trained to tolerate, you know, if somebody stepped on their tail or if like little kids bump into them. That's what the therapy dogs are used to because they're at schools, they're everywhere. So that's what I want to find.
There's a therapy dog at the boys' school, right?
Oh, yeah, Howie. Yeah, okay. Howie's the best. He came
from... Is he a golden? A lab?
He's a lab. He came from the Boonfield Labradors. That's the place that sort of breeds the therapy dogs for schools, for kids.
Okay.
And he's amazing. And I think we had my kid's principal on a couple of months ago, and he talked about how they train them as puppies. They sort of bring them into chaotic situations so they get used to the noise. So literally, you could walk into my kid's school and Howie just... nothing bothers him. Loud noises, balls flying everywhere. Kids that, you know, step on his tail by accident, doesn't care. Just lays there.
Yeah, he can be approached by anybody.
Oh, he's a little love. I love him. He's so sweet.
Well, I think that you guys have waited now a long time and you've had time to think about it and you still talk about how you want a dog all the time, and it's been 5 years. So that says to me that you're probably ready. I just don't know if Steven is.
No, and I get it. I know it's a lot with the vet bills and a lot of the extra work.
It's a lot of work.
And we still have three young kids in school and activities. Yeah. We're busy. And I do like dog sitting. I think that dog walking would probably be my avenue. But, I want somebody when I come home to wag their tail and
that's
be happy.
That's the thing. They're always so happy to see
you.
And if you don't feel good, they'll curl up next to you, or they're always up for a nap.
Hold on.
Oh,
Sue.
No.
My husband is texting you and me at the same time. I'm not even looking because I can't. I know it's going to be, don't tempt her. That's what he's going to say to you.
It says, no shot. I think we are busy enough. You got no shot.
I know. See, I'm looking. I would love to find a dog that I could rescue or adopt that was a prior therapy dog that's maybe retired, something like that. I don't know. If anybody has any places, maybe I can just put them on my list to wait and to research later when...
I really want you to have a dog, but in Steven's defense, I do see, like, you guys don't have normal schedules.
I know.
You have kind of... you don't have 9-to-5s, either one of you.
Right.
So your schedules are a little bit chaotic, so... I got to think about this a little bit.
I know. See, my mom and my mother-in-law come and bring our kids to school in the morning. Yeah. And if they're listening right now, they're like, I'm
no
not
shot.
Adding another
yeah,
child
no shot.